live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Inspector Gene Adamczyk with the Michigan State Police. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you today?
I'm doing awfully well. I bet your phone's been ringing off the hook today.
It's been a little busy.
And what we wanted to talk about today is an announcement that came yesterday of the adoption of what is being called a regional policing model. Why don't you tell us your take on what this is?
Well, ma'am, what this is a restructuring of the Michigan State Police from a traditional post area jurisdiction to a more regional concept. What this does is it makes us a little more innovative, flexible, and responsive to the needs of Michigan citizens.
And how does it do that?
Well, we used to have post areas, even though we have statewide jurisdiction, we used to have post areas that were small and confining, and we were also aligning ourselves with the bricks and mortar. And with the budget deficits coming up in fiscal year 12, we received a $20.7 million budget deficit. Now, last year, at $10 million deficit, we had to lay off 100 troopers. So this year, thinking out of the box, we adopted a regional policing program, and we are going to close posts. But this will keep troopers on the road, and that's the most important, because troopers solve crimes and buildings don't, and taking care of our citizens is paramount in our eyes.
Well, and that's why I thought it was important to have you on to talk about this, because when I first, you know, I like a lot of folks, when I first saw the headline, like the Detroit News headline said, Michigan State Police to close 21 posts, first you think, oh, no. But the idea does the opposite of the oh, no. By doing this, is it my understanding you can keep more troopers on the road?
Definitely. We used to have 62 posts throughout the state, and under that we are going to close 21 of those. 29 posts, because we still need some infrastructure there, 29 posts will remain fully operational, and 12 posts will become detachments. Now, a detachment is a site where a trooper can start and end their shift. They can do administrative tasks, and they can also meet the public. Unfortunately, though, it'll be by appointment.
So at the beginning of every shift, for each Michigan State Police officer, are they going to go to one of these detachments or one of the remaining posts to start and end a shift?
Some will, some won't.
Okay.
There's going to be flexibility where we're going to have troopers taking their cars home, and they'll start their shift right from their home or somewhere similar to that.
That could be good for neighborhood watch programs, couldn't it?
Well, you know.
I'm just thinking, if I've got a state trooper car, you know, in my neighborhood, that might be a detraction for some folks who might be thinking of ill things.
Well, you know, whenever you see a patrol car out there, all crime stops. and that's why we also have a lot of plainclothes detectives that will, you know, do surreptitious investigations and surveillances. Because, again, you know, when you see a patrol car, everyone behaves themselves, crime stops. However, when you have the undercover or plainclothes detectives, that's when you are able to infiltrate, you know, drug trafficking organizations and other corrupt groups.
Is this regional policing model going to enable you to avoid more layoffs? At this point?
Yes, it will. Our target for fiscal year 12 was $20.7 million. So through getting rid of bricks and mortar and doing other streamlined things internally within the organization, we have met that mark, and that mark keeps our troopers on the roads. And as you know, with the declining budgets for local and county and township police organizations, there's a lot less cops out there. And mm-hmm. and you know, every trooper we lose, it's critical, because you know, you can't protect the citizens without law enforcement.
Technology is a huge part in you being able to implement this program, isn't it?
It is. It's a key factor in allowing us to do this. Where, you know, maybe 2 decades ago we couldn't do this.
Well, yeah, because as Senator Rick Jones, who's a frequent guest here and former law enforcement officers, said, the troopers can do almost everything they need to do in their cars with the computers and technology there.
Well, between a statewide radio system, between the technology of the cars, between the mobile data computers. I'm telling you what, we can do a lot in that car, and I would say we could do about 80 to 90% of our work in that car, and that will be a trooper's mobile office. And I must admit, or add, cell phones are also another factor.
Oh, certainly, certainly. Now, I do know that you have a trooper school. Is it about to wrap up?
I think we're about midway through the trooper school. They're having a good time going through the boxing right now, and that brings back memories for all of us.
Well, I had my older daughter had trained with the Michigan State Police, so I've been at that facility several times, and I remember being quite impressed with the cadet or candidates, do we call them, in the pool. That was impressive.
Well, you know, everything we do in that training, and sometimes people criticize our training, but everything we do is for a reason. Like you say, in the pool, you're never more than 6 miles away from water in Michigan. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that drown, and there's a lot of people that we prevent from drowning. So it doesn't make our troopers expert swimmers. It just teaches them how to save someone, whether it's a submerged vehicle, they fall through the ice, or you know, any type of water accident.
Well, it's an impressive program, to say the least, and it's been a long time since there have been a cadet school, a class ready to graduate, so that's a great thing.
Yes, ma'am. You know, unfortunately, you know, after troopers spend so many years on the department, they decide to retire. And unfortunately, we don't have a feeder program to keep up with the retirements as they occur. So this recruit school is really needed.
Well, it's a great thing. Are you feeling pretty confident in this new program? This regional policing model is going to work out the way you're anticipating it will, and as the word gets out and people see the troopers on the road, they'll understand.
Well, you know, it is quite a bit of a culture shock. However, you know, we've got buy-in from executive command. We've got buy-in from our post commanders, and we've got buy-in from our troopers. And that is a crucial part of any plan. And when you have that, there's no way that you can fail.
Well, and I think what's important for the citizens and people listening to know is that we don't need the bricks and mortar, but we do need the troopers on the road.
You know, you do. And again, with the loss of numbers in state police and local and township and county sheriffs over the years, every officer out there, it's critical.
Well, it's a good thing. I appreciate your time this evening to explain to us how it goes, so that the headlines aren't shocking to us and we understand what it's really all about. I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. You know, sometimes we're a little misunderstood. People just think we work the freeways. But, you know, with having statewide jurisdiction, I kind of chuckle sometimes, we're the governor's army. If you have a disaster in Flint, you know, we all do the same thing, so we can mobilize resources statewide. If you have a disaster in Marquette, it doesn't matter. We all do things the same way. So, you know, we are quite a force multiplier for whatever region needs us.
Well, people who listen know I'm a big fan of police officers. I don't care what uniform they're wearing. I'm a big fan.
Yes,
big
ma'am.
Big supporter. I appreciate your time this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Inspector Gene Adamczyk, I had to get that right, Michigan State Police. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.